Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. City Hate Crimes Task Force investigating bomb threats against top mayoral contender Zoran Mamdani with just days to go before the Democratic primary.
Zoran Mamdani has had to hire security and says his father was recently threatened. As he's become more well-known, he says the threats have ramped up.
I've been appreciative of the police department in the assistance that they have provided in keeping me safe as well. It is alarming. It's also part of the larger crisis of Islamophobia.
And he notes the recent attack on a Muslim woman on the subway and says, we need a vision where everyone belongs. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Grand Army Plaza.
Former Governor Matt Cuomo, who's still holding a lead over Mamdani, has condemned the threats. Police want your help finding a subway perv with a skeevy new shtick. This guy started by trying to kiss a woman's feet. This happened at the 14th Street 6th Avenue station around 1 a.m. Wednesday. Woman got off an eastbound L train and a guy, who had also stepped off, tried to start conversation while she was waiting for another train. She brushed him off, he tried to kiss her feet, and then performed a lewd act and took off on a westbound L train. Police have released photos of this creep, and it'll be up soon at 1010winds.com. They urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. Two prisoners died in city custody in just over an hour yesterday. The one happened at Rikers Island. The Department of Corrections says officers saw a 37-year-old man, Benjamin Kelly, in medical distress at about 3 p.m. They gave him medical aid, but he died around a half hour later. No indication from DOC on how the officers knew Kelly was in distress or details on his treatment. The second person, whose name wasn't released, was on a bus en route to Rikers around 4 p.m. when he suffered a medical emergency and died. He had been discharged from a hospital for a court appearance. No other details on this. Department says it's investigating both deaths. Legal aid groups tell Gothamists the deaths follow five others this year that are related to Rikers. A mother and baby are recovering after being pepper sprayed in the face on a train in Queens yesterday. This happened around 11 a.m. on a southbound M train. 25-year-old mom and her 11-month-old daughter were sitting on the train as it approached Court Square 23rd Street Station. Guy came up and sprayed them. The mother and child taken to the hospital in stable condition. Guy ran off. Mother told police that he had approached her before she boarded the train a few stops before and asked if he could use her phone. When she said no, she thought that was the end of it until he came up and sprayed her. Police are still looking for him. Winds News Time 517. Well, it is officially summer, and that means one thing on Coney Island, the Mermaid Parade. There'll be plenty of costumes and glitter, and this year's Queen Mermaid is a first, an adult movie star.
I'm Queenie, and I'm your 2025 Mermaid Parade Queen. So excited to get to be a part of this in such a big way.
Queenie talking to the Post there. King Neptune is Eugene Hutz, the front man of the gypsy punk band Gogo Bordello. The 43rd annual event steps off at 1 p.m. at West 21st and Surf Avenue, runs to West 10th Street and then down to the boardwalk. And oh yeah, there will be traffic implications. New York leaders are issuing warnings. Governor Hochul.
The heat will intensify on Sunday. The feels like temperatures will approach 100 degrees. This is so unusual for all of us. And then between Monday and Thursday, the feel like temperatures could hit 105 degrees in many parts of our state.
Mayor Adams.
People don't realize hot weather is one of the most deadly weather-related issues, health issues here in the city. So let's take it extremely seriously to make sure that we can protect our loved ones.
City will open cooling centers for the heat wave. They set up a cool options map to help folks find air-conditioned places anytime. For info, you can call 311. Of course, whatever the weather brings, stay with 1010 Winds for all the info you need. We'll get you through. The heat could make things a little interesting for a Sunday triathlon on Long Island. Organizers are keeping a close watch.
The triathlon is back in the town of North Hempstead. Supervisor Jennifer DeSena says Sunday morning there will be first responders available if anyone needs help because of the heat.
Our race starts at 6:30 a.m., so I'm not that concerned. I think that it won't be that hot yet.
Northwell Health Dr. Russell Cammy says the swim, everyone should be fine in the hot weather. The running and biking is more challenging for some.
I mean, if this is their first triathlon and they haven't had medical evaluation, it's going to be a very hot day, so they should definitely consider that. Anyone who's a little bit older or a little bit inexperienced may want to consider it.
The triathlon has not happened in the town for 7 years. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Port Washington, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.